For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Once a rising star in the Republican Party, Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is calling it quits amid allegations of sexual misconduct and misusing the donor list for a veterans charity.
Today, I am announcing that I will resign as governor of Missouri effective Friday, June 1st at 5 p.m.
The governor was indicted in February on felony invasion of privacy charges after it was released he had an affair with his hairdresser. The woman said that Greitens had blindfolded her, partially undressed her, taped her to exercise equipment, took her photo, and then threatened to release it if she ever told anyone about their encounter. The charges were later dropped on a technicality, but that didn't stop lawmakers in both parties from calling on Greitens to resign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Big repercussions for Roseanne Barr after she made a racist tweet. Jim Roop has more.
ABC has canceled the rebooted Roseanne. Barr, in a social media post, compared former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett's looks as a cross between the Muslim Brotherhood and the Planet of the Apes. Immediate calls for the cancellation of the show included TV host Joe Scarborough telling ABC that, quote, even in the age of Trump, there are red lines that should never be crossed, and this is one of them, end quote. Barr did apologize, but apparently there is no coming back across that line for the network. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
An investigation is underway after a Tesla in autopilot mode crashed into a parked police car in Southern California. The officer was not in the cruiser and unhurt. The crash comes at a time when Tesla's facing a lot of scrutiny for its autopilot feature, which is a driver assist feature and not a true autopilot apparatus. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FBI has an urgent warning for all people in America that use computers. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The agency says people need to reboot their routers to stop Russia-linked malware. A sophisticated malware system linked to Russia has apparently infected hundreds of thousands of internet routers. That malware is reportedly able to block web traffic, collect information that passes through home and office routers, and disable the devices entirely. The FBI says simply turning the router off, waiting about 10 seconds, and then turning it back on will temporarily disrupt the malware if it happens to be there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The price for a gallon of gasoline continues to climb, up 3.5 cents from last week to a national average of $2.97, but there could be some relief in sight. John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, tells us about that possible relief.
Well, gas prices have gone up, but they may begin moving back down. That's thanks to OPEC signaling last week that it was ready to raise production. That led to a big drop in the price of oil, which fell $5 a barrel and may pave the way for lower gas prices this week.
Gasoline is the cheapest in South Carolina at $2.64. California has the highest at $3.76 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.